It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The polls are now closed in Wisconsin, where heavy turnout is reported in today's recall election, and it looks like it's going to be very close. CNN reports that the exit polls show a dead heat, 50-50, over whether to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker. This is only the third recall vote for a governor in the nation's history. Walker drew the ire of Democrats and organized labor last year when he tried to limit collective bargaining rights for most public employees. And now he has to win today's election to keep his job. His opponent is Democrat Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee. And once again, the exit polls, as reported by CNN, show an absolute dead heat. For the latest, we turn now to our reporters in Wisconsin. NPR's David Shaper is at Barrett Election Headquarters, or at least at the election night event in Milwaukee. What are you hearing there, David?
You know, I'm hearing stories of just incredible turnout. In fact, I believe that I just heard from somebody who told me that they're extending the poll times in Milwaukee proper because a few lines were extending still out the door when they were supposed to be closing. So they allowed those to stay open so everybody who showed up before 8 o'clock can still vote. In Madison, there's incredibly strong turnout, upwards of 110-115% in some precincts. And the reason it could be more than registered voters in the last election is because you can register the day of the election. So people who hadn't voted in 2010 in the gubernatorial race at that time, coming out to vote, to register and vote at the same time this time around. So this is buoying the spirits of the Democrats here who you know, just a week ago when I talked to them, were kind of downplaying expectations to a certain degree because they thought that, you know, all the polls were showing that this
That's David Shaper. We're losing his connection with us there. Hello, David. Thanks. We lost your connection for a moment.
Could you...
Now I hear you. NPR's Don Gagne, though, is over at Governor Walker's election headquarters. He's in Waukesha. And, Don, those stories that David Shaper was telling of huge turnout today, they may have been seen in the city of Milwaukee or in Madison, Wisconsin, Dane County, which are Democratic strongholds, but I gather that's true everywhere throughout the state.
Those I'm talking to here are saying it was statewide. So if a huge turnout in Dane County might make the Republicans a little bit nervous, they look at this more rural county and this northern county and this western county where they see also just solid numbers. And again, they're still saying they're confident, but they've not been here before in this type of election this time of year with so many people coming to the polls. And it's not really clear what to make of it. And, they just let people in here. So it's starting to get a little bit rowdy, and you can feel a little of the buzz of excitement. And they're certainly anticipating a win. But nobody's thinking this is going to be, an early night.
Yes, based on what we heard from those reports of the exit polls, it looks as though they'll be counting votes late into the evening, and I should say probably, very possibly, into Wednesday morning before there's a final count in the Wisconsin recall election.
Exactly. And, they're already looking at kind of what this is going to mean from here. And again, we're hearing, I talked to the Republican Party chair of the RNC, Reince Priebus, about how the governor, assuming a win tonight, has kind of already started the healing, started to kind of reach out to people, not to those who opposed him so fiercely, but those who are kind of weary of all of this and are ready to move forward. Now, he says he doesn't think the healing is going to be all that hard. It's really hard to see how this state comes together very quickly at all, especially with another election just a few months away in November.
Okay. Don and David, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne and David Shaper, respectively, at Walker Election Night Headquarters and also Barrett Headquarters. Joining me now in the studio is NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, who prior to coming to Washington was State Capitol Bureau Chief for the largest newspaper in Wisconsin. So you're no stranger to Washington, to Wisconsin politics, nor to Washington. We're told that turnout is high. What does that suggest to you?
It suggests that this is going to be a historic moment, really, for Wisconsin. We had 65% of Wisconsinites turning out, of registered voters, I should say, in 2010, the first time these two candidates met, Walker and Barrett. So 65% is pretty impressive in its own right. If it's going beyond that, as some of this anecdotal, and it is strictly anecdotal evidence, would tend to indicate, this is going to be an extraordinary night. But let's remember that in high turnout elections, generally the trend is, or the experience is, that those high turnout elections tend to confirm the polling data from the closing weeks. And we knew this was going to be a close race, within a few percentage points, within the margin of error in some polls, a little outside the margin of error in some polls. But here's the important thing to note about all the polls in recent weeks. Walker always won in those polls. There were no polls that showed Barrett ahead. That tends to indicate that by whatever margin, the governor was going to prevail. And I think the Republicans were prepared to celebrate tonight. They were prepared to give conciliatory speeches about let's heal the state now. We'll see what happens if this remains 50-50 as we hours roll by.
He could, of course, yet win. We're not saying that he's about to be recalled, but it does look incredibly close. Barrett is the mayor of Milwaukee. Presumably, the Milwaukee area would be his strongest ground here.
You'd think so. And this is a man who just won re-election to a third term in the city of Milwaukee with almost 80% of the vote. However, it isn't just the city of Milwaukee. In the county of Milwaukee, there are a number of suburbs there in Milwaukee County. And let's remember that Scott Walker himself, the governor, hails from Wauwatosa, a white-collar suburb just outside of Milwaukee, and right on the county line with Waukesha, that highly Republican county, heavily Republican county Don Gagne was reporting from. Now, when Walker was first elected governor in 2010, he was actually serving as the county executive, the chief executive officer, the elected officer of Milwaukee County. So in 2010, even though Tom Barrett did very well in Milwaukee and won by a landslide in the city itself, the turnout was rather poor in the city, down from 2008. And Walker overall held down the Milwaukee County margin for Barrett. And when you then mix in the other suburban counties in the Milwaukee Metro, it was Walker who won the Milwaukee Metro overall.
Ron, just very briefly, we should note that while the gubernatorial recall is by far the main event in Wisconsin, there also are some state senator recalls. And it's possible that after tonight, the Democrats could take away the Republican majority in the Wisconsin State Senate.
So it would be possible that Governor Walker, as the polls had been predicting, would be restored to office, would be retained in office is the best word, and yet he would no longer have the same control of the state legislature that he did have.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Robert.